So today's daf is daf kuvav. The top of the daf, the Gemara says, quotes a brisa, Tanur Rabbanan chalitza mutas ksheira. So if someone does a chalitza, a tricked or mistaken type of chalitza, which we'll see in a moment what that means, it's a good chalitza. Eze hi chalitza mutas. What is this mistaken chalitza? So Amar Rish Lakish, from Rish Lakish says, kol she'omrim lo chalitz ubekachata kaunta. So if you tell a yavam, if you do chalitza, that's the way of performing yibum. He doesn't know that you're tricking him. Obviously, the Torah tells us chalitza ends the relationship. Yibum brings in the relationship. He wants to marry her. The yavama does not want to marry him. So you say, you trick him. You say, listen, you do chalitza and everything's going to be fine. You'll get to marry her. So he says, oh, okay, fine. He listens. He does chalitza. Even though he was tricked into it, that chalitza is going to be a good chalitza, and she's off the hook. She can marry anybody she wants. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says back, Ani shona, I taught Bein Shinis Kavin Hu V'lo Nis Kavna Hi. Bein shenis kavna hi v'lo nis kavna hu, chalitzas ha-psula. Ad shiz kavnu shneim ke'echad. I hold that both of them have to have kavana. If one has kavana, the other doesn't, it doesn't work. And in this case, she has kavana to receive the chalitza, or really perform the chalitza and be released, but he doesn't have kavana to do chalitza. He has kavana to do yivam. And therefore, it's going to be a chalitza psula. V'at amris chalitzas ha-ksher. And you, Reish Lakish, you're going to tell me it's a good chalitza? You're lacking the kavana. Good morning, David. So the Gemara says, Ella, kol she'omrim. So what's the definition of a chalitza mutas? It must be, Ella, kol she'omrim lo chalitz lo amanasha titen lecha masayim zuz. What you do is you trick him and say, listen, do chalitza, and you're going to get paid back a nice sum of money. She's going to pay you $200, probably more than that, but let's say $200, she'll pay you back to do chalitza. He says, okay, fine. Even though I really want to marry her, it's worth the money to do chalitza. So he goes ahead, he does the chalitza, expecting the money back. And as we'll see in a second, it's going to be good chalitza even without her paying the money back. That's how we trick him into it. And such a chalitza is a good chalitza. So Tani Nami Hachi, the Braisa says, chalitza mutas kshera, a similar Braisa. A chalitza mutas, a trick to chalitza is good. What's that? Ezehi chalitza mutas. Kol shomim, whenever you say to the yavam, chalitzla, you should do the chalitza to her. Al menasha titein lecha masayimzus, on condition that she's going to pay back $200. Once this happened, a woman fell in front of the yavam. It wasn't a good connection. They shouldn't have gotten married. So they say to the yavam, and afterwards she's going to pay back $200. And Rabbi Chiya permitted this chalitza to take place. So Rashi just explains, even though the Gemara never said this, but this was implied, I believe. Rashi, the very top line says, Al manas. You should do the chalitza expecting $200 back from her. Even though she never actually gives the money at the end, it's still a good chalitza. They trick the guy into doing this. The Gemara in Ksuvas tells us that. That the source of all tanaim, any stipulations a person makes in any agreement, is learned out from Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven. Tanai she'afshel lehisanos aide shliach shas Moshe es Yeshua shliach lasesh lemes arta gilada have tanai v'chol tanai de lo afshel lasos aide shliach kigon chalitza ein tanai mo'alba. So the number of, I think there are three basic criteria needed to match the tanai of the Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. If it doesn't match, it's not considered tanai. One of the tanaim is that it has to be able to be done through a shliach. This case, you cannot do a chalitza through a shliach, so therefore the tanai is thrown out. Not that the whole thing is thrown out, just that tanai. So when you make a chalitza on the tanai paying $200, since that tanai does not meet the typical conditions met, that tanai is thrown out, but the chalitza still exists. The chalitza is not attached to the tanai because the tanai does not match the normal criteria. Okay, then the Gemara says,
in the case there, was Moshe was a shliach, or other people from God, Reuven and Chatzimena, were shliachim?
There are no shliachim used, but you could use a shliach. Rashi says, Efshir lehisanos aide shliach, shasem Moshe as Yeshua.
So it's a bit... Moshe, but Yeshua, okay.
Right, he could have.
Right.
He could have done that, right. Or it's possible he may even have done that. There might be
It seems that he did that, yeah.
There's a girsa here, I think, in Rashi. Change of gear, sir. Yeah, the change of gear says it was done aide shliach. Even though it says ef shilasos lisanos, the side says it's supposed to be it was done aide shliach through Yeshua, who had divided the land from the shvatim. He was the shliach for that tanai. So to any other has to be through a tanai. And for this, I guess the case of shlichus, of chalitza, rather, the shlichus cannot take place. You have to do, the person directly has to
because
do chalitza.
They were only zoche the land once they came back from the war, which was in the time of Yeshua.
Right.
And it was just hanging on at night, probably.
Right, and Yeshua was the one, the shliach, who was fulfilling.
Who finally tell them, go
right.
back home, and then, okay.
Sorry, Dave, you had a question before?
What was it tonight?
What for the Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuben?
Yeah.
It was that they wanted to send Aver HaYarden on the other side.
And
they first had to fight the war
say,
and then come back. So Gemara says, Hodas l'kamei de Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Once a person came to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar la, and I guess it was Yavama came to her and she didn't want to do Yibam. So Amar la, he says to her, Biti Amudi. So my daughter do Amudi. Rashi explains, Amudi is Vizyav mi lo. You should do Yibam. So Rashi just Tosfos points out on the top, top line, Biti Amudi, the very top Tosfos, Lelashon Shapirish Bekunshus. The way Rashi explains this Gemara, Amudi v'chaltzi lo, you should do Amudi, and then do Chalitza to him, Mashma Shetzach Amida Lachlotz. So there's a bit of a different girsa, the way Tosfos has it versus Rashi. Rashi actually says Yibum. Tosfos' understanding of Rashi is actually Chalitza. But within the world of Chalitza, it sounds like you're supposed to stand up to do Chalitza, and where the Tosfos says, it doesn't really make sense. Shema lichachila, it's only by v'lo mifslei b'hachi. It won't be possible if a person doesn't stand up during chalitza. The precious Leah, we learned this a few days ago. Gavi bein omed bein yoshi bein muta. You can do chalitza whether standing, whether sitting, or whether even leaning down. So there's a bit of a different girsa what he advised her to do. But let's go to Rashi's pairs. Rashi said that Rabbi Chiya advised her to do yibum. Samri le'ima. So the mother of this yivama says back to Rabbi Chiya, Yeshivasa zuhamidasa. Sitting down is standing. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? Yeshivasa mis yabim lo. Sitting back, meaning refraining from doing yibum. That's yibum. Rashi explains, zuhi amidasa, zuhi takanata. That's the best advice. Meaning they're not a match for each other. So you want to do amida. You want to stand the world. You want to keep the world going. You want to keep this better for them to sit aside and not do anything. Chalitza is best. So he looks to the mother-in-law and her own mother and says, Yadasala, do you know him? That this is such a bad relationship? Why is it bad? Amr la, yeah, I know him. Mamona hu dechazala, he wants her money. Vikavala michlimine, wants to wipe out all her money, all her property, all her nechasim. So he's not doing it for the right intentions. Amr la, so he says now to the daughter, the Yivama, lo nichalacha, you don't want to marry her, him? Amr la, lo, I don't want to marry him. Amr la, if that's the case, chalitzla, go to perform chalitza. And he says to the Yavam, he tricks him and says, do chalitza, and through the chalitza, that's the way you're going to marry her. He says, really? Okay, I'll do chalitza, expecting to marry her. Levasa de chalitza, so he does chalitza. She takes off his shoe and she spits in front of him. Amrle, he says to, the Rabbi Chiya says to the Yavam now, Hasha minach ifsalalu. But now that you did that, by the way, you can't marry her anymore. So chalitza, chalitza, and we also now do the right chalitza. Kihecha de shari la'ama. Now have kavana. And do the real chalitza in order for her to get married to the rest of the world because now you're disqualified from marrying her. I tricked you into doing this. So the chalitza.
Can you do chalitza?
Well, the first chalitza wasn't a real chalitza because
it's
he didn't have the kavanah. No, he did not real chalitza because you need kavanah, we said.
Bemet?
Yeah, so since you need kavanah, it wasn't a good chalitza, but we saw a number of times, even though you didn't have the kavanah, if you do a ma'isa chalitza, it disqualifies you from her because it looks like a chalitza was done. So now they're disqualified from marrying each other, but she's still not released yet. So he has to therefore do a real chalitza in order for her to get married to anybody else.
You think that he will do a real chalitza after they tricked him?
He has no choice.
What do you mean?
The basin's going to force him.
In which way?
They hit him.
Malkot.
They put him in chayrim, whatever he needs to do to get things done.
Why did we learn that you can do two chalitza?
Not that you can, but we learned that when you do a fake chalitza, remember that we had the case when, let's say, her husband died and she ended up just being raised in the house of her in-laws with her brother-in-laws and before any chalitza was done. She was a shomeres yavam. And she was being raised by her in-laws, let's say. And they're playing house and they did chalitza to each other. So we say, we should be concerned that it was a chalitza. They're puzzled, they can't marry each other anymore. Even though it wasn't a real good chalitza, there was no kavana there, so we had concerns of that. If it looks like a chalitza, they're pasul, but it's not a real chalitza, so that's why they need the real chalitza afterwards to permit her to marry anybody from the shuk. Then another maisa happened. Bas Chamua de Rav Papa, the daughter of the father-in-law of Rav Papa, in other words, his sister-in-law. So Rav Papa's sister-in-law, Naflala Lifnei Yavam, she fell to the Yavam, to another brother-in-law, Shein Haganla, and it was someone who was inappropriate. It wasn't a good match, maybe the age difference or whatever else it might be. So also the Kamei de Abai, they went to Abai to ask Kishala, what are we supposed to do here? There's a Zika here, the Shomer Shiavam, but they're not right for each other. So Amalei, by advice, Chalitzla, have the Yavam do Chalitza. What's the problem? If he doesn't want to trick him and say, if you want to marry her, do Chalitza into the Chalitza, that's going to be your allowance to marry her. So Amalei, Rapapa says to Abai, Lo Savar Lamar Laha, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, don't you hold Rabbi Yochanan who requires Kavana from both parties? And you can't trick the Yavam. He has to know what he's doing. That what he's doing is for Chalitza. Elahechi Aymila, so what are you supposed to say to her? So what do you think, Rapapa? Tell me what you think. So Rapapa says, I'll tell you what to do. Amalei, tell him, tell the Yavam, Chalitzlam Nasher Titin Lacham Masayim Zuz. So go tell him, do Chalitza, and expect back from the Yavama now $200 in return. So then he's willing to do that. He says, okay, I'll do it for the money. So the Basa de Chalitza, after he does it, Amalei, Zil Havlei. So now go pay the money up. Amalei, Mishata, Nibacha, I was tricking you. You don't have to pay the money up. The Chalitza is a good Chalitza because you have the Kavana for Chalitza, but the payment, that you don't have to, you're not allowed to accept the payment from her.
But it says,
the first they say, give the money. And then Rapapa says, you don't have
who
to.
Who told who give the money?
So I think so it's he said to her.
But Abaye had very clear that he wanted to trick him.
No, this is Rapapa's suggestion. To trick him in general. Abaye wanted to trick him in terms of the konsa.
Yeah.
So Rapapa wanted to trick him in a different way through the money. So Abaye didn't hold of that. So he said, wait a second, so you made an agreement, now pay the money up. And Rapapa says, you don't have to pay, I was tricking him. So how do you find such a case you'll have to trick a person like this? So Rapapa again says, I was tricking him just to get him to have kavana for the Ma'aseh Chalitza. In terms of the Mamonos, that's null and void. Why? Because Milo Tanya, don't we have a brisa elsewhere that we're allowed to use a svara of Meshata Nibacha, I'm trying to trick you, but you don't have to actually pay the money? That is very careful. You have to know when you can apply this.
Sorry,
yeah.
It's Abaye who tells her, who tells Chalotzla al Menachetitan Lachmatayim Zuz.
I thought that was her papa's own suggestion.
No. Amar le Abaye. Amor lo. So maybe it's a mistake here, because otherwise it makes no sense that Abaye goes back and tells him to pay him.
I agree. So I thought. Rapapa is saying the statement. Rapapa is the one who says.
So that makes more sense.
Yeah, I think it makes more sense. Paid almanas.
Sure, if it's Rapapa, yeah. Then Abaye can tell him to go and give the money.
Right.
Otherwise. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So Carl Archko and let them know there's a mistake, we think. Mm-hmm. So Rapapa says, no, I was just tricking him, Abaye, just to get him to do Chalitza. So I'll bring your raya that you're allowed to do such a trick. What's the raya? Milo Tanya, isn't there Bryce that says, Haresha Yabareach mi beis asurim. The guy just got out of jail. He tunneled through underneath the walls or just leaped over the fences. He's running. Haisam ma'avra lefanav. There's a boat leaving the port right now. This is the last chance to jump on. He's, let me on. Amalei told Dina, I'm going to pay you a dinar. Come on, let me on. Viviranu. And he gets onto the boat and then they take sail. And they said, pay the money. He doesn't have to pay the dinar. Dinar apparently is a lot more money than it costed to ride the boat. All you have to do is pay the admission fee like anybody else paid. The dinar, you don't have to pay. So Alma, Amalei, Meshate Nibacha, you're allowed to trick. Hachanami, Meshate Nibacha, you're allowed to trick the guy here as well by Chalitza. So obviously, very, very, you have to be careful when to apply this. And you're dealing a deal and you tell him, okay, let's sell the building to you for X amount. And they end up pulling back and say, I really was tricking you, I really meant this amount. So I'm not here to give those gedarim.
Cannot do it with the building.
That's right.
But this is with this is Bedibor. Verbal agreements are different than in documents. But even verbal agreements, we have such concepts. The Mishnah in Bava Metzia, the fourth parak, says that a person who says something and it goes back on his word, he's over Misha Para. Misha Para means the Karsh Baruch Hu, Misha Para, May Mabul, and I forget what it is, the person who Karsh Baruch Hu paid, who destroyed May Mabul, he's going to get back the person who goes back on his word.
Was it no Mamin? He said that the Rebbe spoke about it. If somebody changed his word.
Yeah. Right, so the question is, so when you have to apply Meshata Nibacha? So it's possible in extreme circumstances. In the case of from jail, trying to get free, case of Chalitza to allow her to get married. These are serious cases. But in a stam case, just to make some extra money, I imagine you wouldn't be able to apply this din. Okay. The Gemara now says that the two dots, no, not two dots, where are we? We're still in the middle of the story? So Bai is a little upset about Rapapa's trickery here. So Amar Lei, Avucha Hecha. So he says, Rapapa, where's your father? I'm like, Bimasa, he's in the city, what do you mean? Where's your mother? She's also in the city. He put his eyes on them, whatever that means, and they died. So he wasn't too pleased with Papa's actions. Okay? Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Chalitza mutas ksheira. So we saw above that a chalitza mutas, if you trick the yavam to do chalitza, it's a good ksheira. It's a good chalitza. Get mutar pasul. If it's a get, that's mistaken, which I think the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Rashi, look at Rashi. Rashi, she says, get mutar pasul. Im eino mekayem es tina. If you don't keep the stipulation that you made for the get, because get can be done aydei shliach, so therefore you can make tanaim on get. That's an example of making a get through shlichus. So tanaim works. So if you say to the man, listen, give her the get on condition that she pays back $200, she needs to pay back the $200 for the get to be effective. So a get mutah doesn't work. Chalitza muses. Chalitza muses is a psula. It's a forced upon chalitza. And get mu'usa kasher. And a forced upon get is no good. Now, we're not going to get into this discussion. The Gemara didn't tell us that actually you cannot force a get. Get muses is not good.
You have to force him to agree.
Exactly. You have to force him to agree. Exactly. Right. So, sending bandits to beat him and stuff, not necessarily going to
the
job.
If the guy doesn't want to give a person a chalitza, then she's like an agun. She's like an aguna also.
Yeah.
But she can actually. No, but if she goes, if she gets married, she's over in love.
Exactly.
Only.
The severity is different as opposed to Aishas Ish.
Right.
If it's a poor woman who needs a get, that's a more serious violation. But it stands for the Gemara, you can force upon a chalitza. You can force a chalitza as opposed to forcing upon, right now at least.
All the way around,
yeah.
No, chalitza, you can write.
Chalitza, you cannot get, you can, even though the Gemara again says you cannot force upon a get. I'm not sure the Gemara is going to address that right now.
You can trick a chalitza.
Chalitza, you could trick, right.
That's
so the Gemara says now, Hechidami, what's the case here? Edama wrote on if it's where they said, he said, I want to, I'm willing to give the chalitza, I'm willing to do the get. So afilu chaltanami, so even by chalitza, it should be good. Why are we saying chalitza and muses isn't good? If he says rotani, so chalitza will be good chalitza. Vilo ama rotani, if he doesn't say rotani, then even by the get namilo, it's not going to be good get either. So what's the case of get muses and a chalitza muses, where's the distinction? Again, if it's rotzani, both cases work. If it's not rotzani, if he doesn't say I want to, then both cases will not work. So it must be a case, the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. Chalitza mutas liom kasher. When you trick him by chalitza, it's always going to be good. The get muta liom pasul. When you trick him by the get, it won't be good until you keep the tanai. Chalitza muses, the get muses, zimnin kasher, zimnin pasul. No. Sometimes they're both good, sometimes they're both no good. When is that? Ha'adama rota ani, ha'adama rota ani. When you say rota ani, then it's a good get, it's a good chalitza. When you do not say rota ani, then it's not a good get, and it's not a good chalitza. The Tani, the Brisa tells us. Yaakov, he brings the carbon. Yaakov, now, the diktuk is that the grammar is that you make him bring a carbon. Yaakov, you cause him to do something. So what do you mean cause the guy? I make Reuven bring a carbon? How is that possible? Milame chikofen oso. We force him to bring a carbon. If we see Reuven violating an aveir, he eats chaylev, let's say. He has to bring a chatas. We force him to bring a chatas. Yachol baal karcha. Perhaps one might say, you take his money, take his credit card, buy a cow, and force him to bring it. You would think baal karcha really mamish force him. Tamulam the ritzono. The pasuk says you do a ratzon. So as it possible, you could force him yachol oso, but it has to be the ratzon. You can't force someone to want to do something he doesn't want to do. Haketan, how is this the case? You force him, you keep putting pressure on him till he finally says, okay, I'm willing to do this. And then once he gets to Rotsani, it's no longer considered a forced get, it's no longer considered a forced chalitza. So too by get, you could force upon a get until the point he says, okay, I'm willing to do this.
But in chalitza, you cannot do that.
Chalitza, no, you also can't do it. If he says Rotsani, then he could do it. By chalitza also. The case is by the carbon, and then we also say v'chein by get.
Okay, so the maskana is that mutes is kosher, meaning that if you trick somebody in
chalitza,
then it's kosher, and in get not. But if you force somebody, depends how you force them.
If they say rotzani, it's always going to be good.
In both cases.
But you said you need kavana. So even though he said otzani, he doesn't have the kavanah for sure.
So the Rambam says every single person deep down wants to do the mitzvahs. He wants to do what's right. So by him articulating, saying,
far-fetched.
There's a neshama. Every single person has a neshama. You should know this. And they really want to do the right thing. But sometimes things block it. They're blocked by money, power. So, but once he says rotzani, he's been megal the neshama. The neshama wants the real, the emes, what's right to do the mitzvah. So once he's rotzani, that's the neshama speaking. Let's go ahead and let's do the mitzvah. The get's a good get. The chalitza is a good chalitza. Gemara now says, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Schor, Amar Rav, Huna. Cholten afa pishen makirin. Mimanin afa pishen makirin. You can do chalitza even though you don't recognize who the people are, and you could do mian again to where the katan, the katana, where she refuses from a marriage. She was never married midiraisa, she's only married midirbanan. She was yisoma. Her father died, and either her mother or her brothers married her off. So she got married kedusha midirbanan, and then she refused the relationship. She says, no, I don't want in this. She opted out, and she does mian. So both chalitza and mian can be done, even though the bate dinam, even though the dayanam, don't recognize the parties. That's permitted. Now, since it's permitted to be done, even though they don't recognize who it's being done to, lefikach, says Rav Huna, lefikach ein kosven get chalitza elim kein makirin, vein kosven get mian elim kein makirin. So in terms of the writing, the documentation, now she can't get married, even though we saw chalitza, we can watch a chalitza, but it's really ineffective because she can't go ahead and get married until she has a document proving that she has a chalitza, or a document proving that she did mian. So we have to have a chumra on the other side that we're not going to write a document until we know who you guys are. And why? Because chashinu lebeisin toin. Because we're concerned that a basin made a mistake. Basin said, okay, come in. A yavam yavama came into the basin, and we want to do chalitza. Okay, go ahead and do this. So they didn't inquire into what's going on. So you can't go ahead now and just write a document and say, I saw what happened in the basin, until the edim know, the different parties, that they were actually yavam yavamos. Now, I'm not really sure why basin would ever do a chalitza if they don't recognize who they are. But since it's allowed to be done, if they don't recognize him, then the documentation of it can only be done when they recognize who was doing it. I don't really get why that's the case, though.
Right, because it doesn't help at all.
Yeah. The second half, we'll see in a second, I think makes more sense.
Unless,
mm-hmm.
it's a spur-of-the-moment situation, and she just wants to make sure that he's not beyabim her, so at least she's... He can. Nobody else can do yibum on her.
I said the chalitza is done, and then after the fact they'll do all the investigation. He was willing to do chalitza. Let's get the chalitza done now. Now he's willing. He drank enough to drink to willing to do it. Now afterwards we'll look into the case and find out whether the parties.
Right, because otherwise, because this way she's posted all the achim also.
Uh-huh.
She can get out of the whole problem.
Uh huh.
Maybe.
That's it. Maybe. Let's see if Rashi says anything. Rashi says, "Ein kosun get chalitza." Let's do the one earlier. Cholten afa pishein makirin. You're allowed to do chalitza, even though you don't recognize them. Yavam v'yavama shabol lefenenu. They come in front of us, in front of Bezin. Lachot to do chalitza. Ve'nani anu makirin, but we have no idea who these people are. They come from another town. Shehu yavama nishkakin lehu Bezin. V'cholten, we allow them, we oversee the chalitza. Umimanin, also same thing. Jump down to the Rashi. Ein kosun get chalitza, but we will not write a get chalitza here. Edim haroin bechalitza, the witnesses who see what's going on, uvimiyun, ein kosin benosin la lios biyadal zakos. We don't give her a document, here's your proof of you're free now. Elam kein makirna shahen yivam, yavam yivam, unless they recognize them. The hashidain kosvin, now that you don't write this, elam kein makirna, unless you recognize them, or inami la yivamahu, lo nafik churba mine, dechol kama de lesa gita chalitza lo nispele. Nothing bad's going to happen because they have no documentation. The question still begs itself, so why do this in the first place? Right. Why? But maybe because it's very urgent to get things done, to either passel her to the rest of the brothers.
No.
Okay. Okay. Now, next half, then Rava comes along and argues. Rava didei amar ein cholten elam kein makirin. Ein mimam elam makirin. No, Basin will only oversee a chalitza and mean if they recognize the parties. If a random man and woman walk in and say, we're Yav Mivama, we want to do chalitza, I said, who are you? We don't know who you guys are. We can't officiate this chalitza. We cannot officiate the miyam. Since that's the case, they have much higher standards how to observe the chalitza. Lefikach, kosun ge chalitza afa pishein makirin. The edim can document this. Even though the edim don't know them, they could trust that Basin did know them, because you only do it according to Rava when Basin recognizes them. So too, the Kosvin get miun by the mean. They also write a get af apish ein makiun, even though the Edom may not recognize them. V'lo chashino lebeisin tom. We're not concerned of a beisin making a mistake because beisin only does these unless they know them.
Supposedly Rashi doesn't answer the question.
Oh yeah, let's see.
Chashishim lebeidin toyin sheyus vorim sheein batedin rashaim besader chalitza homiun b'li haiker man arviyach bekaf shelo yirsha lechtov.
So let's look at that Tosas inside. You see it? Lefikach.
Yeah, okay.
Tosas lefikach ein kosin ge chalitza elam kein makirin. This is going on the first pshat. That Basin would do the chalitza even though they don't recognize them. So perish bekunchus. The chashinan shema yitu Basin hachron v'yasiu b'lo hakaras yavam v'yismichu ha-basin harishon. There's a concern that the second basin is going to go ahead and allow her to get married without recognizing the yavam. And they're going to rely on the basin rishon. So asks Tosef, Im Tomar, Amai Cholzin, Basin Rishon. Why in the first place would Basin do the Chalitza, Afishin Makin, if they don't recognize the people who come in? Maybe Edom are going to some testify and say they did a Chalitza in the so and so Basin. The second Basin, who allows to get married, is going to be someone from the first Basin that observed the Chalitza via Siu Lashuk below Hakara. You're only setting yourself up for failure here. So just do nothing. There should be a cloud. Basin should never officiate a chalitza unless they know Yavam Yavama. V'yei Shlomar, the Edom Einam Me'idin L'chatzayin, V'yishalu Lehem, Im Hakirum, Basin Harishon, L'kulei Hai, V'adei L'chashinan.
It still didn't answer.
Yeah, it didn't answer this question. It's not the Edom, how the Edom are going to testify. Okay. All right. Going to Amud Beis now. Basin is only allowed to officiate a chalitza if they know the parties.
Right, they cannot do anything unless... Okay.
Right.
So what?
If the Edom, let's say, two Edom happen to be in the basin at the time, they don't recognize the Yavam, the Yavama.
Okay.
They could rely on the fact that Basin did the investigation, and we could just write... We saw that this lady and this man did it, even though we don't know who they are.
The Edim don't have to know, but right. The Beis Din must know.
Right.
And the Edim, all they say is that they were present at the Chalitza.
At this Beis Din.
Because we know that if they were present, that Beis Din wouldn't do it unless they know.
Exactly. I remember when I saw this Chalitza, so they had to bring a witness to say that, do you know who this person is, and that they married this person, and do you know who this woman is, are they sister and brother-in-laws, had to go through the whole process, that they don't have to pay attention to this, of course. Once they establish they know who they are, then they could go ahead with the chalitza.
Now finishing the
parak. Yeah, that's done with my volume now. I gotta go to the next one. Says the new Mishnah, mitzvah chalitza bahu vivamto lebeisin v'hein masin lo eta hagunerslo. So the way mitzvah chalitza is as follows. That, by the way, it's interesting that you have this many times, but this should have been like the first Mishnah, how chalitza is done.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to see. Now it's really at the end. We have the same thing by Maseches Gittin. The very last Mishnah of the entire Masechta tells you what get is. The last Mishnah of the entire Gittin. The first Gittin tells you, okay, so you send the message overseas and you send the Shliach, but what's a get? Not until the last Mishnah. Here to go, so not until the end, we learn what the chalitza finally is. All the details. So the Mitzvah chalitza is as follows. What? There you go. Bohu Vivamto the basin. So the Yavam and the Yavama show up to Bezin together. Hein masin lo etahu ahel genis lo. They provide them with the proper advice. Shenemar v'karu lo. We saw this Joshua. They should speak to them. A love. Speak to them. What's appropriate for them? Are they in the same age bracket or not? Are they going to be a good match? Now, if they're not, so zikne iro v'karu lo zikne iro v'dabru lo. They should speak to them. V'hi omeris. Now they decide to do chalitza. He omeris. She says first, man yuvami lahakim lachiv. Shame be Israel, lo avi yivami. The Yavam refuses to continue his brother's name and doesn't want to do Yibam. Hu Amar, he says back to them, lo chafatsi lakacht, I don't want to marry her. Ublashna kodesh hayom, it has to be said in Hebrew. The nig sha yivam to elav, the Yavama now approaches the Yavam. Leine has the kingdom in the eyes, in the presence of the elders, the Dayanim. And she removes the shoe from the Yavam, me'al ragla, from on his leg, which we said was anywhere above the foot, up until the knee. Yeah, and spits in front, in front of him, lifanav, not on the face.
It says lifanav, bifanav.
But it doesn't mean on the face.
I don't know, I don't think so. I think that this is part of the process. Well, only today, the two liberals to do such a thing.
So what they say here is al hakarka lefanav. They clarify that in the
who
this,
said that?
That's in my Masifta says that, and it's clarified by the Sifri. Next time I get invited to a chalitza, I'm going to have you come along, David.
I'm telling you, it's a good place.
You should ask the question if she spits on his face, is it good or not?
This is the way to do it.
If it's good on the ground, then it's with thunder in his face.
I would say so, but not always.
Well, how do they define it in the article in English?
They don't say anything.
No, that's Hebrew.
Like you said, you know,
tourism, right. Yeah. Okay. Roka nira l'dayanam, the spit has to be seen by the dayanam. V'antzav amro, after this process, then she responds, kach yasal ish asher lo yivnes habayis achiv. If this is what you do to a man who's not willing to rebuild his brother's house. Ad kan hayu makrin, up until here is where they would recite to her what to say. They would dictate to her what to say.
Meaning, let me give you a proof that the spitting is in the face, not on the floor in front of him. Meaning this kind of disgrace will be done to the man that doesn't want to. It's a busha.
To spin the floor is also a busha.
What busha is spinning the floor? What the concern to me? Okay, she's spinning the floor. Big deal.
You want someone to come over to you and spit it right at your shoes?
Huh?
You want someone to come over to you and spit at your shoes that wouldn't be disgraceful to you?
Oh, it's in the shoes?
No, I'm saying at your feet, towards your feet. Damn, looking at you and spit in the feet. That's going
to
make...
There's no levels to it.
So if you officiate it, you'll make sure that she does it in the face. Okay. So up until this point is where they dictate to her what to say. Uch shehikara b'hurkanes, when b'hurkanes once officiated chalitza, and he was dictating to them what to say, tachas ha'ila, I think it's a tree or something, b'kfar itum, in this village, the gamar is called parsha, he finished the entire parsha. There's more psukim that weren't stated. He says the entire parsha should be dictated to them to say. I guess it became from that point on a chazaka to recite the entire parsha. Okay. V'nikra shemo b'Yisrael, and then beis hachalitz, hanal, mitzvah b'dayanim, lo mitzvah b'tamidim. So, nikra shemo b'Yisrael, beis hachalitz, hanal. So, how do we interpret that right now? That's a pasuk. So we say Chalzanal. So that statement of Chalzanal, we say only the base in that, only Dayanim have to say this for lo mitzvah batamidim. What's the drash? Because it says base. Nikushan base Chalz. I'm trying to understand the drash. How do we know that we're limiting Dayanim only? I'm not sure exactly what the drasha is here, but the Mishnah is stating that only the Dayanim have to say Chalitza now, but not the Tamidim who are standing around observing. Okay, so then the Gemara, the Mishnah concludes and says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, mitzvah kol ha'omdim shem lomar chalitzanal. Everybody around is, when I saw chalitza, everyone said chalitzanal, everyone present says it, not just
right.
Dayanim.
It seems that this, when you question over Israel, mitzvah b'dayanim goes on the last part of Rabbi Yehuda, meaning it's, but it doesn't refer to that she has to finish the whole part, that gomrim kol ha'parsha, meaning it's independent.
Yeah, this last part is independent from the how much you recite. It's another discussion.
Right.
Who responds?
Right.
I was just wondering how you make a drasha from the words Nikashmo Biso Base Chalitzna. Now, how did Tanakhama learn from there that only Dayanim and not Tamidim? What's the drasha? So I was wondering, it says Chalitzna in the Pasuk. Is it because it's base? Because the house, only base in that refers to? Only Dayanim say it, but not the Tamidim? Or maybe just as an independent? That's the requirement of base of Chalitzna, that requirement, as the Pasuk says, is a machlokes Tanakhama Rabbi Yehuda. It's not based on a drasha per se, but they're just arguing how to apply that pasuk.
Right, it depends on the word of base. It says, "Lemarot shel pasuk katuv v'nikrasham v'yisrael v'yichalut hanal ha'mitva al beidin o ha'omdim sham hi le'achrizet ha'milim chalut hanal bilvad bli ha'mila beit bli ha'mila beit." Aha. Meaning, it seems that depends how you understand the word bait. If it goes on the base din.
That's what I was wondering. Okay. or it goes on right. anyone in the bias, anyone who's present in right. the bias of the basin. Okay. So the Gemara now explains, Amar Rav Yehuda, mitzvahs chalitza, the mitzvah chalitza is as follows. Kara, she reads, the kare, he reads, chalitza, she does the remove of the shul, shu, rokaka, she spits, the kare, she recites, that's the process, five stages. Mike Mashman, what's the chiddush here? So, Masnisan, it's a Mishnah. What's Rav Yehuda coming to add? It's Mefurish Mishnah. We read through the whole process, everything's here. He just abridges it, he just summarizes it. So, Kamash Malan, mitzvah halchi, this is the mitzvah. And if you switch other around the order, it's lesson ba, Rashi explains, nothing here. Let's see. But why would you think? I think if it repeated, it would. How do you get that from this, Bryce? I would imagine if he's repeating the order, tells the order is ma'akev. So he says his emphasis is mitzvah. This mishnah, by the way, he's telling us it's only a mitzvah. Don't think it's ma'akev. It's only a mitzvah lichachila. But b'diavad, the order doesn't make a difference. Okay, that's the chiddush.
What's the chiddush?
From the Mishnah, you would have thought that it has to be done in that order. Those five steps in that order, out of order, wouldn't be good. Rav Yehuda says, it's a mitzvah. The Mishnah is only a mitzvah to be done that way. But b'di'evet, if you change the order around, it's actually going to be okay.
And it's not a mitzvah?
Mitzvah can be used in two different ways. One mitzvah is that 6 to 13 mitzvahs. Mitzvah could also be used to say, it's the ideal way to do it, but it's not the only way to do it. So he's saying, if the mitzvah, the ideal way to do it is the way the mishnah presents it.
Yeah.
But if you don't do it that way, it's going to be good also.
Okay. So what's the chiddush?
No, that's only lechachila. Do you have to do that way? From the mishnah, you would think even b'di'eved, it has to be done that way.
But
if you change it
already, that's, you know, not based on this order.
No, we didn't.
We did previous opinion that if you spit first, it's good.
No, we saw about if you didn't do one of the parts, you didn't do kriya, or you didn't do chalitza or kika. We spoke about that.
Okay.
We didn't see the different order though.
Okay, I understand. But from that, you can imply.
All we can imply from there is that the kriya is not makif. But let's say you do the rakika before the chalitza. We didn't see anything about that yet.
No.
We just said if you missed one entirely.
Okay.
So that's what we're learning.
It's just something that it seems that you could have thought that it goes on the part that when they tell him at the beginning of the, when it says,
which part are you going on?
It says, ממשתנו השונה אף היא מצוות חליצה, לא יכולנו ללמוד כן שאפשר היה להבין שזה מתייחס רק לדין הראשון של המשנה שישיגו בית דין ליבם עצת הגונה לו. It seems also that we might think that the correct order goes only if they give him the right
advice.
It seems that Rav Yehuda to go back and tell us that the mitzvah haguna, maybe it's not part of the mitzvah. The advice is not part of the process. Maybe
that's what it's saying.
I'm not really sure.
I guess it's somebody else. Not Rashi doesn't say anything here.
No, this is
right. Another, I guess, a different approach.
Lener.
Okay, so he's a different approach.
Aruch Lener.
Okay. So Gemara now quotes another Bryce that supports this idea. Tani Nami Hachi, Bein Shiktim Chalitza L'Arkika, Bein Shiktim Rikika L'Chalitza, Masha Asasir. Whether spit comes for Chalitza or vice versa, it's going to be a good one, B'dievit. You know, the order doesn't make a difference, B'dievit.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, but we didn't see this statement before. We saw that without Kriya is no good. Without Kriya, it's still good. But we never saw switching around the order of Chalitza versus Rikika. If that's going to be good or not. So Amar Bai says, "Hi, man, the mikre get chalitza. Lo liquidly today, person who dictates the chalitza what to be said, he should not read to him. Lo luchudei, don't read by itself the word ava yivama luchudei. Sorry, today lo luchudei and vava yivama luchudei. Don't separate the words lo from ava yivama. It has to be lo ava yivme. It has to be one statement. I don't want to do the yibam. But if you say no." And then you take a pause and say, it's not like, no, I do want to do Yibam. Yeah. Sounds like, so I remember when we were doing this Chalitza, so they were very medactic. She like made a little pause. She said lo, and then avim vume, and there's a whole fight in the crowd. What? She didn't pause, and she did pause, and she did another time, and
she
said,
again.
And she said it again. But then I said, no, she made another pause. And what's the definition of a pause? It was wild, and so it was back and forth. So maybe she said, do it in one breath. So she didn't know how to read Hebrew, but she's reading the English of the Hebrew, so she's struggling. So finally, she got it the right way. It was a whole. It was very, very entertaining. So so anyways, make sure don't read lo l'chudei, and then. Ava yivume l'chudei. The mashma it implies ava yivame. I want to do it. Ella, what should you do? Lo ava yivume. Do it as one phrase without pausing. And also, lo liquidly didei. Don't read. Don't recite once lo l'chudei and then chafatzi l'chudei. The mashma chafatzi l'kachta. Sounds like no, but I do want to marry you. Ella, you should read lo chafatzi l'kachta. I don't want to marry you in one full swoop. Rav Amar afsuke milsahi afsuke milsa lesenba. So there's a girsa there, I think, a girsa issue. They take out some words here. He's basically saying that the pause is not really of a concern. A little pause, a little breath to take, it doesn't make a difference. It's clear to what she's saying. Right. Rav Ashi Ashichel Rav Kana once found Rav Kana kimitztar umikrile lo ava yivme. He was having a hard time trying to get the three words out in one shot. But he wanted to really, really try hard to make sure she said those three words. He was trying really hard. So he was makbid on this without pausing. Amale lo savar le mar la hadirava. Don't you hold the Rava who says we're not concerned with a little bit of a pause? Amale mo the Rava below ava yivami. He only says that by lo chafatzi lekachta. But when it comes to lo ava yivami, he agrees that you have to do that without any pausing. So Amar Bai says further. Hai man de chasiv gita de chalitza sa. Person who writes the get of chalitza, the proof of the document proving the chalitza. Lichtov hachi. Write the following. Let's see if I'm going to get this Aramaic here right. Akrinu ledida minmon yivama ad ava yivama. So you write to her from the word, I guess, the psukim of man ava until the words ava yivame. Vakrinu ledide, and you write for him min lo ad lekachta. Vakrinu ledide, then you write for her, or you recite for her, from min kacha valcha letanal. So is it talking about writing this stuff? It sounds like you're writing everything down. That she said this, he said this, she said this.
Yeah,
okay.
You're documenting what happened.
Okay. Marzutra misartet v'kasav. He'd do a sirtet. Sirtet is, if you look on any mezuzah, you're supposed to have these lines on the line that go down, you know, carved into the cloth. You look on the Sefer Torah, they're carved into the cloth. Tefillin also, carved into the cloth. So that's sirtet. So there's halacha, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Gidin Davav, that tells us, misartet, see that Rashi's around halfway down Rashi's, get chalitza v'kasav l'kula parshasa. He was misartet, made lines on this document, the cloth they'd write, it gets not on a piece of paper, it's on a cloth. You have to be a sofer to do this. Akrinu ledida man yivame v'chulei v'chein kulam v'kaimelan shlosh tevos shamikra kosim below sirtet v'dalet ein kosim. The law is if you're going to write three words of the Torah, you don't have to do sirtet. But if you do more than three words of the Torah, you have to do sirtet on this. So since they're writing a whole parsha, he did a sirtet, made the lines, and then started writing down the psukim that they were reciting. The chasav like kula parsha and wrote the entire parsha. So Maskela Mar Bar Idi, he asks the question, Halo Nitin Lekasiv, you can't write down a Parsha. So look at Rashi quotes the Gemara in Gittin, V'halok Nisin Lekasiv, Parsha Bifnei Atzmo. You can't just write a Parsha.
Yeah,
you can't write Parsha's bow.
The question, how do we write the Ketores? I don't understand.
Yeah, so you'll see. So Rashi, the answer might be able to answer for the Ketores. Might be a good answer for the Ketores. Also, they sometimes when they write the Yudke Vavke, the Shem Hashem, they don't write. They change one of the letters, so it's not the proper way. I'll show you inside how you'll notice one of the letters are. I forget which one it is. Maybe the hey.
Did we learn that with the Malka that she gave the Parshas Sota when she gave it the
Sota?
She gave a gift that the Parshas Sota on gold, right? That
exactly. Yeah. So they asked this question and they ended up saying there.
She put a Malka.
No, it wasn't her.
Okay.
It wasn't Mumbaz.
Was the mother of Mumbaz.
Mother Mumbaz, was it? So, no, the answer the Gemara says there that she wrote just the Rashi Tevos at the beginning
right,
of Sukkot,
right,
not
right,
the entire
yeah,
thing.
She wrote the Rashi Tevos, that's right.
So here, so the Gemara said, how is this permitted? You can't write a Parsha. You can't write Parsha's bow. And it's a big child. When you go away for Shabbos, you want to bring Chumashim, so you make copies of that Parsha. Is that permitted? Are you allowed to do that? So says the Gemara, Hilchasa Kavasi de Marzutra. We pass like Marzutra. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, Hilchsa Kamar Zutra, the coast, when you're allowed to write it. Ah, but then you have a question. The Gemara didn't even answer the question. The lo dami la kosim megillah litinok lislamid ba. It's not similar to writing a little megillah. Hasam adaita the parshasa ksivlei the teve kemegillah katana vekimlei the Torah ksuma nitna. So when you write a little parsha for a katan to learn, that's a problem because we were taught in the Gemara Gittin that the Torah is written as one whole unit. You can't make a little parshos here and there, even for the kids to learn. Aval here, hi sviyas devarim hu. It's just documenting what happened, not meant to learn from it. You can only learn from a full Sefer Torah, but to learn from a parsha, that's not allowed. This is not being written to learn from. This is being written to document what took place. It's not. There's no kedusha. Apparently, the get with the chalita with the psukim on it, you could throw out. Apparently, well, there might be issues of geniza, let's say. There's no kedusha Sefer Torah on this. You're permitted to do this. Now, I don't think this is going to say you could throw it into the garbage, but the psukim on it. But at the same time, it's not the same kedusha level if you write something to learn from. Since you're writing it, you're not writing it to learn from, but simply to document what took place, then you're allowed to write sections of the Torah.
So when they write the document, they start akrinu ledidai, meaning we don't only write the pasuk, we just retell the whole process.
It's not like we're writing and telling them what to do. Or maybe we told them
Right. We actually told them to read this pasuk.
Right, I guess so.
It's interesting, because akrinu ledidai is ikranu la. Should have said he can't because they
right.
They tell her what to do and she repeats, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's interesting that we would write that they give importance so that they read it to her and not that she said it.
Right. That's true. Yeah, I agree with that. Okay. Never saw get Chalitza to see what maybe they also write that and then she responded and he responded.
Right,
and
I'm sure.
So how do you consider all of this? All the books here?
No, we're talking about from the parsha, from the Sefer Torah. To write on a, usually it's a klaf, but you can't write one parsha on its own from the Sefer Torah.
A klaf.
Yeah. Now, Svarim, of course, this also, other issues writing Svarim. Everything Torah Baal Peh is supposed to be Baal Peh. You can't write Svarim at all. But Gmaran Gittin says, Gmaran Ervin says you're allowed to, based on the pasuk in Koheles, I think, is the heter to write.
Based on one pasuk you got.
What?
Based on one pasuk you got all this Svarim.
The pasuk says Ain Kates Lesvarm or something like that. Okay, let's finish off the Gemara now. The Perek Amar Bayu Rukakav Akal Tasa Haruach Lo Asa Lo Klum. Let's say she spits and the wind takes it elsewhere. It never makes it in front of him. It goes elsewhere. It doesn't work. My
That's
timer.
Why you didn't face.
You really hung up on that one, aren't you? My timer. What's the reason? The yark of the fun of, but you know, you need it in your face or in front of his face. Hokachu Aruch Vhi Kotza. So therefore, he's supposed to be standing and she's supposed to be bending down to make sure the wind doesn't get away. It falls. I remember during the chalitza, she was bending down when she did the spitting. Okay, who aruch? He stands. He goes. So she bends down. Katasa ruach yikubafanav. And even if the wind takes it, I guess it's still going to be in front of him. She's still spitting in front of him. It still went in front of him. As opposed to standing one side of the room, she tries to spit all the way across the other side of the room. The wind's going to blow it. Has to be bending down close. Even if the wind does blow it, it's going to be a good. It still goes in front of his face.
Because she's lower than him. So she
Exactly. It doesn't have to land in front of him, but right. It has to be coming out, a pass in front of him, I guess. Now, here, Ruchav, who goes, let's say she's standing and he's bending, it has to be until it falls in the face because they're not going to be aligned with each other.
Mul panav.
You tell me. In front. If it's not on his face, mul is a karsu kineged panav.
Meaning the spitting itself in front of him.
Okay, I'm not talking about this anymore. Other also. Okay, Amar Rava. Rava says, "Ach la tuma." She eats what's a tuma? A garlic. Got like rucks, and then she spits. Or "Ach la gargishta," which is cement or something.
Yeah.
Ruxa, and she spits clay. Loss of loklum, so it doesn't work. My time. We rock up miasma, but you know, veleka. She has to have her own saliva, not the garlic, and not any of the.
We learned by Dam that there's always some regular saliva when you spit. So you're also
right. Yeah, we did see that. It's a good question.
Maybe here it says something.
It's saying here basically the garlic makes her salivate.
Uh huh.
So it wasn't that she tried purposely to get. To gather saliva, it was the garlic made it come out.
Uh-huh.
So it has to be she's the one who's forcing the saliva.
So I'm pretty sure when she did the chalitza, they asked her, "Did you fast?" She had to fast, I think. I think he said, "Make sure fast."
Right. Right.
Okay. So they didn't get fasted. So Amar Rava Tzicha Dainu Lemechse Roka. The Dainu have to see it like we saw already in the past. Kinafik Mepuma the Yivama Dichsev Leine has a Kenan Vyarka. They have to witness the spit. Finally, Nikos Shemel B'Yisrael Beis Chalot Anal Mitzvah B'Derem V'Lo B'Tamidim. The Dayan have to see that, have to announce this, not the Tamidim. Tanya, Amar Yehuda Pam Achaz Dahainu Yoshim L'Fei Rabbi Tarfon. We're sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon. Basel Yivam L'Chalot. She came in front of us to do Chalitza. Amar Lanu, he says to us, Anu Kuchem, all of you should respond, Chalot Anal, Chalot Anal, Chalot Anal, three times. And we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, everybody should say this, Hajin Lach Mitzvah Chalitza.
She fast, but he doesn't.
He doesn't, because he doesn't have to do any spitting. It's amazing how much I learned just from seeing that thing.